today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Consider His Word. Thanks for joining us today. We're continuing our study in Ephesians chapter 5. If you have access to a Bible, I would encourage you to go and find it and join us as we consider His Word today. Again, Ephesians chapter 5. There's two things I want to tell you about today. I guess really three things. First of all, I don't mention this very often, but I do want to make mention that I do have a book. It is also called Consider His Word. It's a daily devotional. And our radio special for that book is $20, and that's postage paid. And if you'll send us a check or money order for $20, it covers everything, and we'd love to get this book to you. I wrote the book a number of years ago, and it will take you through the Bible day by day. There's a little devotional for each day. There's actually, it's kind of a journal as well. There's a place where you can write down your own thoughts and your prayer requests and your praises, how you want to praise the Lord. And so I would encourage you to look into that. I don't have a lot of these left, but we would like to get them into your hands if we can. Secondly, I want to mention that on our website, considerhisword.org, that we now have a place where you can give to this ministry online. Now, this is a faith ministry, and we do have to pay for radio time. And so if you'd like to help us out, you can do that through the website now. And this is kind of a new thing for us. And thankfully, back in last month, many people gave through their website. And so go and take a look at that. If God lays it on your heart to help this ministry, go and check out the website, considerhisword.org. Now, the third thing is our little prayer journal. We're still sending these out. I just got a bunch of new ones, and I'd love to get one of these into your hands as well. Now, this is just a little notebook. You can slide it into your shirt pocket. It fits easily in a purse or in a Bible case. I take mine with me to church on Wednesday night when we have prayer meeting. And as the prayer requests are given, I write them down. I write down some of my own. And I keep them in this little journal. And then as God answers those prayers, I go back and mark them off. What a blessing that is to see how God answers those prayers. I have some in my prayer journal that are there every week. And those are especially for my family and for my church and for this ministry, that God would continue to bless the Consider His Word ministry. These are great little prayer journals. Nothing fancy. It's just a place where you can keep track of your prayer requests. They are absolutely free, and I'd love to send one to you. All I need from you is an address and where you're hearing the broadcast today. And so you can get them through the website, considerhisword.org. There's a link there that says Contact Us, and that's a great way to let me know. You can email me directly at considerhisword.radio@gmail.com, or simply write to us. And strangely enough, most of the requests we get come through the regular mail. So you can write to us at Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Once again, Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. We look forward to hearing from you. Let's read Ephesians chapter 5. I'm going to start in verse 14 and read all the way down through verse 20. Paul says, Wherefore he saith, Awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore ye be not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now let me ask you this question. How is your walk with the Lord? Are you walking close to the Lord? Are you walking closer and closer with Him every day? Are you spending some time in His Word? Are you listening to His Word through the preaching of the Word in your local church? Are you talking to Him every day? I believe in this passage of Scripture, Paul is encouraging us about walking with the Lord. Now, we looked before at walking circumspectly. We looked at being awake. Those were the last two messages, and you can go back to the website and hear those messages there if you'd like to. It's verse 16 that I want us to look at today. It says, redeeming the time because the days are evil. What does it mean to redeem the time? Well, in many Bible versions, you will read this phrase, making the most of every opportunity. And I believe that's a good way to say it. But when we talk about redemption or redeeming the time, we're talking about paying for something. And you realize that while, you know, you've heard the saying, I'm sure, that time is money. And to many people it is. But time is really much more valuable than that. Your time is very valuable when you think about it. And he says redeeming the time. I believe it's making your time worth it. Paying the cost. And when he talks about redeeming the time, I want you to think about this. Now, while it is making the most of every opportunity, but remember that, you know what time costs you? Time costs you your life. As every second passes by, it's a part of your life that you will not get back. You realize that yesterday is gone. Yesterday is spent. You realize sometimes that's how we talk about the day. We'll say, how did you spend your day? I know sometimes we'll write in our journal, I spent the day visiting someone, or I spent the day doing this. Notice that we spend the day. It's because it's costing you something. It's costing you your life. And when he's saying redeem the time, that we are paying the price, and we ought to be very careful. You put this into the context of these other verses talking about walking circumspectly and walking wise. We ought to use our time wisely. How do you use your time? Do you plan your time? I think this kind of touches a little bit on what we were talking about last week about being intentional. Are you intentional about your day, or do you just kind of let it happen? Your day just somehow just stumbles through it. We ought to be thinking about how our time is spent. Now, not in terms of what kind of money we get for it. You realize that when you work a job, you're trading a part of your life for money. And I realize that that is necessary. We got to pay the rent. We got to buy food and things like that. But you realize that you're trading a part of your life for dollars and cents. When he talks about redeeming the time and walking with the Lord, we've got to be careful about how we spend that time. For one thing, remember that time is limited. Your days on this earth is limited. And I know many young people think, well, they'll just live forever. You know, my son, I'm sure he had his life all planned out. He had things that he wanted to accomplish. And can't explain it. I don't exactly understand everything why, but God took him about a year ago, and his time was done. One of these days, your time will be done. Now listen to how I use the words. How did you spend your life? How did you redeem that time? Now I realize that many when they think about redeeming the time and spending their life, that it's all about them. It's all about me. Got to get what I can get out of life. What's good for me? I want you to think about this, that God put you here for His glory. And that we ought to think about God's glory when we think about spending our time. How sad it is that many people are so busy that they cannot spend 1 hour a week in fellowship with other believers. I think it's selfish. I think it's very self-directed. And I've heard all the excuses, oh, I don't need it. And they talk about all the hypocrites and this and that and all of those other things. But it's important that you're in fellowship with other believers. Can't you give God that little bit of time, redeeming that time, spending that time for Him? So how is your day spent? I realize many of us, our day is spent working. And that's fine. But are you doing it for God's glory? Or are you doing it for yourself? You know, if you will understand that God created you for His glory, then it'll change your life. It's not all about you. It's about Him and giving Him glory. Give unto the Lord the glory that is due unto His name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Now, your time is limited. You only have so much. You only have so many years, so many months, so many days, so many hours. And that time will be done. How did you spend it? How did you spend it for the Lord? You know, that makes that time valuable. And you know, people who suddenly, God forbid, find out that they have terminal cancer, they understand that their time is valuable and how they spend that time is important. We ought to take every opportunity we can to serve the Lord, whatever it is, bringing Him glory. Every opportunity to obey the Lord and live for Him. Begin to see Him, first of all. Give Him the preeminence. That's the way Paul said it in Colossians. Give Him the first place. And so how are you redeeming your time? How are you spending your time? And I'd encourage you to look at your life. Are you walking with the Lord? Are you spending your time for Him, the time He gave you? Are you wasting it all on yourself and wasting that time? Redeem the time because the days are evil. Thanks for listening. God bless you.
His word will give you wisdom for tomorrow, today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know He's sovereign in His ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider His word. Consider His word. Consider His word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider His word.
Consider His word.